Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much, children of God. How are you in our Lord Jesus? Move to greet your brethren. Tell them we welcome you again. Onto a generation promised before. In the Psalm 78, verse 6, to enter the verse 8, tell them well of that generation. And move explain it to them. In the 1 Peter chapter 2, in the verse 5,
and
the verse 9, you explain them. That we welcome you to the new generation, which is filled of knowledge of God and His glory, for life to reach an eternal life.
And
on scripture we show the promise of the earth be filled knowledge of God. Yes. Explain to them those scriptures there that we can move on in the name of the Lord Jesus. Have you explained to them well? You explain to them very well as we move on. And again to tell them, today we move on with what? Yes. Explain them the topic of yesterday, the revelation, the entire revelation which was there. Tell them we ended at this and this point.
We shall
get from there in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then we shall be workers together.
Yes,
do that work, explain to them. I want to see whether you are faithful. Yes.
Because
2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. These words commit to the faithful people.
We
will be able to teach them to others. Let me see where you have reached. You move on. I want to see whether they became an epistle. That in the 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 up to 6.
I
want to see whether that one can read in it very well. You've been still passing through. Okay, stop that. I start from there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader, Teacher Isaac. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move rich unto you
enteekateeka ya katonda ey'omutindo ey'omukaaga
sixth standard strategy of God
ey'okutuukiriza okuyitibwa kwa zaasuubiza ensi zonna
of fulfilling his worldwide promised call
era ng'enteekateeka eno emanyikiddwa
and this strategy is known as
nga abakunguzi b'emyoyo gy'abantu
the harvesters of human spirits
okujja ku nsi
to get them from this world
okujizaayo mu ggulu
take them back to heaven
atuziwonyage
as we save them from hell
n'ennyanja y'omuliro
and the lake of fire
era ng'abakunguzi bano ab'emyoyo
these harvesters of spirits
bakolera wansi wa government za katonda ezo muguru ebiri kunsi
they work under the two God's heavenly governments on this earth
ee government zino
these governments
ngazisinzira muguru
and they based within heaven
ee ngaziteredwao
yet they have been put for them
kunsi
on the earth
yes yebazibwenyo
yes praise Jesus much
iranga government yesuka
and the first government
ye government ya katonda yo muguru kunsi
it's God's heavenly governments on the earth
ngabweri muguru
as it is in heaven
ngabweteredwa kunsi
and it is put on this earth
ngeinovuna nyizibu kulaba
has a responsibility to see
yebi yebikolebwa muguru
and the things done in heaven
bikolebwa kunsi
they are done on earth
erango kutesha kwa katonda ali muguru
the counsel of God who is in heaven
kunywezebwa kunsi
is established on this earth
ngabwetuze tusome nyo
as we come read most
mu Isaiah sura yo mwenda
the Isaiah chapter 9
nyoro mukaga
verse 6
okuyingira ruwo musanga
to enter verse 7
government eno eya katonda yo muguru kunsi
and this God is heavenly government with this earth.
Yasubizibwa okutandika oluvannyuma lw'okuzaalibwa.
It was promised to begin after the birth.
Kwa mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Eranga mu Luke sura 11.
And in the Luke chapter 11.
Onyoro okubiri.
In the verse 2.
Yaleka agambye.
He left us say.
Tibyaga bikolebwa mu nsi.
Thy will be done on earth.
Ngebikolebwa mu
ggulu. As it is done in heaven.
Mungeri yemu.
In the same way.
Mu Yobu esura ya 38.
In the Job 38.
Nyoro 38.
Verse 33.
Agamba ntunyweze ebiragiro by'eggulu ku nsi.
He said we established the castle of heavens on earth.
Yes yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So government yeyokubiri.
So the second government.
Ye government yakatuna government zokunsi.
God is government in the governments of this world.
Erange kisa government yakatuna government zokunsi.
Why it is called God's government in the governments of this world?
Olokuwanga department yezilimu.
Because the departments in there.
Zifananira kodala neze zomunsi.
They are just like those of the world.
Eranga bisere bisinga
and most times
tujita government yomasikati
we call it the central government
ya government yakatunde yomuguru ku
of God's heavenly governments on the earth
and ejijisa government yomasikati
why it is called the central government
eri wakati wa government ezomusi
the midst of governments of the world
ya government yakatunde yomuguru ku
and God's heavenly governments of this world
soboro kusitabaganya
to be able to reconcile them
yes yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
Noka kasa government zomusi
to prove to governments of this world
katonda afugira mu government zabo
that God rules in their government
tundu chenda muenda kubulichi
99%
ngabe twashe ku kusoma Danieli esule yokuna
as we first read in the Daniel chapter 4
rwabiri mwenya
verse 24
kuyingira rwabiri mu mukaga
enter 26
tugata ko barumi esule 17
join in Romans chapter 14
nulisoka
verse 1
kuyingira olwokuna
to enter verse 4
yes yebazibwenyo
praise Jesus much
twebaza katonda
we thank God
turabye binchi
that we've seen much
era bwe twatandika okulaba
and when we began to see
the department yomunana
the eight departments
zikora government ya katonda yo muguru kunsi
make up God's heavenly governments on this earth
you know vuna zokuranga ibikolebwa muguru
has a responsibility to see things done in heaven they are done on earth
no kulabanga kutesha kwa katondo muguru
and to see that the council of God of heaven
kunyezeba kunsi
is established on this world
tuze tulaba department yes
you've come see those departments
kutoka ku department yomusanvu
seventh department
department yaba malaika ba katonda abatukufu
department of holy angels of God
kanisa ya katonda ntukufu kunsi
is the holy church of God on this world
nga bwe bali muguru
as they are in heaven in the church of heaven
tusomtwasoma nyo Ibrania 12
you read most Hebrews chapter 12
oruabiri mwebiri
verse 22
akabiri musatu
up to 23
wetwara bantu Jerusalem echo mukuru
when we saw that Jerusalem of heaven
kunga ndedene eliaba malaika
great gathering of the angels
era eliye kanisa yabatukufu
and of the church of the holy ones
abawa andikibwa muguru
written within heaven
yes yebasibwenyo
praise Jesus much
kale tuze tulabinji kuba malaika bano
we come see much on these angels
okutuka letwatuka ku division omu
until we reach the seven divisions
ezevinja byaba malaika omusanvu
of the seven groups of angels
emirimu jabwe
their works
code zabwe
their codes
nengeri jiba kulemberwamu emiyo musanvu ejja katunda
and the way they are led by the seven spirits of God
kutukiriza emirimu jabwe
to fulfill their works
yes yebazibwenyo
praise Jesus much
so tulabye binji
so we've seen much
walabe chibinje chisoka
we saw the first group
chibinja cha malaika maika abentaru
group of the angel Michael's of warfare
tulabye chibinje chokubiri
we saw the second group
chibinja cha malaika Gabrieli
group of the angels Gabriel
abakabe chigambo cha katunda
messengers of the word of God
tulabye chibinje chokusatu
and we saw the third group group, the group of angels Raphael, of prophecy, of the times and seasons, even of measurements.
We
move to the fourth group, the angels Abaddon of the chains, those responsible over death and hell, known as the bottomless pit and the prison of God, where he imprisons rebellious spirits of the fallen angels and the children of men who never repent. Praise Jesus, man. And we last saw when we began on the fifth group,
division,
the fifth division of the angels of God, the group of the archangel Ariel, responsible over water and the creations. They are called.
What were you getting name? You must
that if he was the seven spirits of God, and he has the seven stars.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. They are led by the spirit of knowledge of God in fulfilling their works. But we
are
able to see many things there. I want to remind you briefly on this fifth division of the holy angels of God, the group of the archangel Ariel, responsible for rainfall and the waters, and responsible on the creations.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Even their
code.
That is he who has the seven spirits of God and has the seven stars. And they are led by spirit of knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. We are able to understand angel to be responsible on the rainfall and the water, even all creations, helps us to know how we work with creations. Because we read in Romans chapter 8 verse
28
that all things work together for the good
unto
those who love God. We wanted to know how they work together for the goal. We went in Romans chapter 8, verses 18 up to 21.
Then
we saw the earnest expectation of the creations. They wait for revelation of the children of God.
That
because creations themselves, they will be given liberty from bondage, enter glory of the children of God.
But
up to today, all creation is great together with us. They
groan
for manifestation of children of God. They are different workings, different intercessions, different ministrations. But not only them, even us with the first fruits of the Spirit, we groan together, waiting for our redemption. It's redemption of our bodies. The bodies we lost in the garden, when we lost the heavenly body, we
were
given the body of death. As it is in Romans chapter 7, verse 23 and 24, and in our yearning that we be removed from that body of death, we be given the one from heaven.
2
Corinthians chapter 5, verse
1
up to 4 speaks of that body. Praise Jesus, man. But we were able to understand that creations, they worked with the prophets before, where there is the prophet Noah,
in Genesis chapter 7 to enter chapter
8
when they went to enter in the ark, and we understood that they worked with the prophet Moses. Exodus chapter 7 up to chapter 12. Praise Jesus much. Yet that was possible because God had revealed to him the ways, showed the children of Israelites the miracles or his acts. According to Psalm 103:7, revealed to Moses his ways, showed the children of Israel his acts, his miracles. So we are able to understand Revelation chapter 8 verse 1 and 2, that on the seven angels with the seven trumpets of God, we need to work with the angel holding the fifth trumpet.
He's
one who commands the creations, commanding their captain, angel Ariel.
He
holds the fifth bow of the weapons of the wrath of God. And
we
read of him in the Revelations 15 and the verse 1. And we saw seven angels having seven bowls of the weapons of the wrath of God. Praise Jesus much. So we were able to see him, and we understood that his name was named after the city of the King David, and his name is called the angel Ariel. Or in what we saw in the Isaiah chapter 29 verse 1.
Yes, praise
Jesus much. I told you you can research about him on the Google search, and you know of the angel Ariel.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And this city of King David is there gathered all creations, animals, insects, birds, fish, plants, and in that city you can find there every creation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We moved on in Revelation chapter 16 the verse 3 to enter verse 5. We heard of the angel of water. You passed there very well. Are we together? Praise Jesus much. You have explained, did they explain to you like that? For when we saw in Revelation chapter 16 verse 3 up to 5, and we saw the poured balls in the rivers, and they turned into blood, the angel of water, he glorified God. And he says, and you are worthy. That's how they slayed your holy ones, giving them blood to drink. And we got to know that prophet Moses able to turn rivers of Egypt into blood. He worked with the angel, the commander of the fifth trumpet, commandeth angel Ariel
of
the fifth ball of the rough weapons of God, has ability to charge over water,
enkuba,
rainfall,
agayanja,
the seas,
enyanja,
the lakes,
emiga,
even the rivers,
and
all the creations,
omuri, ensoro,
including animals,
ebiuka,
insects,
ebinyonyi,
birds,
ebinyanja,
fish,
nebimera,
and the plant,
able
to command them to serve God. And we saw in the book of Exodus chapter 7, and we saw rivers turn into blood, yet the same angel was involved in those works. In the same way, Exodus chapter 8, and we saw he commands the frogs. Yes. And the frogs entered in Egypt. We saw him command the lice. And
them to spread in Egypt.
And
able to understand that a time has come
that
we can work with these creations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That we can cancel all sacrifice of wizards, of the animals, of the birds, of the fish, insects, and the plants,
people
also smoke pipes,
and to
do different works, different kind of witchcraft. Those who move and work with the moon and the sun change times and seasons of humans on this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
Now we
will
be able to see many things, my brethren. You who was not here, are we together? You reached an all that point. One was it. Present, almost they were present.
Now
we want to appear even today.
We
move on to know what concerns him. What concerns the fifth division of the holy angels of God. The group of the archangel Ariel. Responsible of a rainfall. Water. Even all the creations and their codes.
What were
that's the if one with the seven spirits of God and has the seven stars and led by the spirit of knowledge of God in fulfilling their works. As we get back to Revelation chapter 16 verse 3 up to 5, we were told like this.
Okubikura, esula ya kumi na mkaga, nori nyoroku satu. Owoku bidinafuka echibiyache kunyanja. Ni waba wo musai ngogo umufu. Na buli mwoyo omulamu negufa. Nebyo ebyali mu nyanja.
Revelation chapter 16, verse 3. And the second angel powered out his ball upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living thing died in the sea. Revelation 16, verse 4. And the third angel poured out his ball upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. Verse 5. And I heard the angel of waters say, you are righteous, O Lord, who is and was and shall be, because you have judged the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In Revelation chapter 16, verse 3 up to 5, we hear of angel of waters. The angel called Ariel, angel of rainfall, angel of the seas, the lakes, and the rivers, and the angel who leads all creations in fulfilling the will of God.
Ever
fulfill Romans chapter 8, verse 28, as we read of it yesterday. Let's read we here. Revelation, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Praise Jesus
much.
It's so that we know that all things work together.
Unto
those who love God and those called to his purpose. So all these creations enter to work with the holy ones of God. They are led by angel the commander holding the fifth trumpet, and he commanded the fifth angel, Angel Ariel,
holds
the bow and the capable of the weapons of the wrath of God. And then he can command all creations. Be able to enter into the service of God. Praise Jesus much. So there are many things we can see on this creation. Praise Jesus much. Some people say, when you read Revelation 16, verse 3,
to
enter verse 5, we hear a hymn as angel of water.
So
where we get it, still is the angel of creation. But the mystery is hidden here in the Genesis chapter 1, that out of the seas,
he
commanded to come out all creations, most of them, out of the seas, and he commanded the sea out of it to come these creations below. Let's go there and we read. Someone can ask,
he said,
but now you not deceive us like that.
How
come we've had his angel of water, and what caused it? He come to be angel of creation. Let's read the verse 10 in the Genesis chapter 1. Let's come from verse 9. Genesis chapter 1,
verse 9. Agali wansiwe guru, gakunganire mu kifo kimu, olukalu labike, bwekityo bwekyali.
And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together onto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Verse 10.
Katonda olukalu naluite ensi, nekunganire lyamazi naliite nyanja.
And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called ye seas. And God saw that it was good. Praise Jesus
much.
We remember that first.
All
there was water. Some water, it dried it. Another, he put their basins for them. What we call the seas,
inyanja,
the lakes,
nemiga,
even the rivers.
Katimukudumira.
Now in commanding, creations had to come from two places.
Okuvamusi,
out of the earth,
yajidwa, oba orukaru,
the dry land, gotten from water. And other creations, they came from the seas. I think you've understood the mystery. All that was water. All that was water. He got some water, dried it. He made it hard. Out of it we got the dry land. Another. He made basins for them. Where they would gather from. Let's briefly move above. Let's get above. Let's get back from the verse
8.
Genesis chapter
1,
verse
8.
And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Verse
9.
And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together onto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Now God, all of that was water. And he said that all water, dry land in the midst of this water, some had to be dried, another was sent in their basins. Those are the seas, the lakes, even rivers. In verse
10,
and he says these words, Genesis chapter 1, verse 10,
katonda olukalu naluite ensi, nekunganiro lyamazi naliite nyanja.
And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called ye seas. And God saw that it was good. Yes. After he made the dry land, that we call the earth, another, he had put them in their basins that we call the seas, the oceans, even the lakes, even rivers. After doing that,
mandated
some creations come out of the earth,
and
their bodies have to be formed from there. And the others, other creations, their bodies be made out of water. Yes. That's why we have those great bodies, they're formed from the dust of the earth. Others, their bodies came from water. As
you
hear in the next verse. Genesis chapter 1, verse 11.
Katonda nayogera nti ensi emere ebimera, omuddo ogubala ensigo, n'omuti ogw'ebibala, ogubala eibala mu ngeri yaagwo, ogulimu ensigo yaagwo ku nsi, bwe kityo bwe kyali.
And God said, let the earth bring forth vegetation, the plants yielding seed, and fruit, trees yielding fruit, after it is kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Yes. The earth. Out of it came plants. Even in the seas, the oceans, they're there. Some of them others from the seas. Even the water bodies, the plants there. Yes.
You
never knew of them well. You want to skip some verses. Let's go to verse
17.
Verse 20. Genesis chapter 1 verse 20.
Katonda nayogera nti amazzi gazaale ebyewalula bingi ebirina obulamu era n'ebibuuka nti era n'ekibuuka kibuuke ku nsi mu bbanga ly'eggulu.
And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. Yes. Out of the earth came plants. Yes. And some animals. Their bodies were made from this earth. Yes. And there is, as you have heard, some creature that came from the water. They went on the dry land. Others remained in the water.
Ain't
being like this.
That
in Revelation chapter 16, verse 3 up to 5, angel of water means the one in charge of all creations. At the end of all things, plants, animals, insects, birds, fish, all the end of their bodies made out of water. Yes. And they are made out of water. Let's move in Genesis 1 verse 21. Genesis chapter 1 verse 21.
Katonda natonda balukwata abanene na buli ekirina obulamu ekyewalula, amazzi kyegazaala mu ngeri yaabyo, na buli ekibuuka ekirina ebyoya mu ngeri yaakyo, Katonda n'alaba nga birungi.
And God saw, and God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after its kind. And God saw that it was good. Yes. Out of water is where he got most of the creatures. Yes. Now, these we see in Genesis chapter 2. Verse 18 and 19, and those even them from the dust of this earth. Yes. Remember, dust was the water that he dried. Let's read that verse we see. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18.
Mukama Katonda nayogera nti si kirungi omuntu okubeera nga yekka.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him. Verse 19.
Mukama Katonda n'akola n'ettaka buli nsolo ey'omu nsiko na buli ekibuuka waggulu n'abireetera omuntu okulaba bw'anaabiyita omuntu buli muntu lye yayita ebitonde kyonna ekiramu eryo lye linnya lyakyo.
And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was its name. Yes. Think now you join up well.
In
Revelation chapter 16, verse 3 up to 5, that angel of water.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Era imalaika avunayizwa kutonde bonna.
He is the angel responsible over all creation.
Weunya.
You don't be surprised.
Kubanga bwetusiyo mulubereberye sulesoka.
Going back in the Genesis chapter 1.
Olwe 10 na olumu.
Verse 11.
Tulabye nkatonda lagira ebimera.
Sin God command the plants to come from the earth.
Nenga nettaka lyenyine.
This earth.
Naliyo gari maji.
It was also water.
Gakazibwo kutonda olukalu.
And he dried it to create the dry lands.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. In Genesis 1, verse 20-21,
commanded
all form of animals, the birds, the insects, the fish, to come from the water. That's why the animals, they can be on the dry land, even in the water body. Yes, they can.
Enter
Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 up to 19.
And
you saw there are animals, insects, birds, fish, and they are formed from the earth, the dust.
Adam
that he gives them names. Now there, where came we to hear that in Revelation 16, verse 3 up to 5, that angel of water,
he
is the angel who leads all creations. Because at the end of it all bodies of creation, they end when they were made out of water. Have you understood well? Because you may be asked questions. And where we go in the world, to restore all things, that God spoke in his prophets, to be able to be known as they were, the way they should be, the way they will be forever.
You
must not have any struggles in explaining. You, as one working in God's heavenly government on this earth, this department of holy angels of God, the holy church of God on this earth, must ever almost know all things. Because
you
are on the level of the priests, the teaching priests, who reveals all secrets of God. Praise Jesus, man. Now there is an aspect we say, that in Revelation chapter 16, verse 3 up to 5, we have heard angel of water. How come again is the angel of rain? Yes. How can he come to be the angel of the rain? Yes. Praise Jesus much. And you never know. Before mist rose up from this earth, it had never rained on this earth.
There is
one responsible in the balancing of clouds. Then after it rains, and it's the same angel. It balances the clouds in the sky. Yes. But after mist rose up, it ascended, and then it began to fall on this earth. Rainfall. For what we read in Genesis chapter 2, it says like this. Genesis chapter 2, verse 6.
Naye olufu ne lulinnya okuva mu nsi, ne lutonya amazzi ku nsi yonna.
But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Yes.
Orufu?
The mist.
Orufu gaba mazi.
Mist is water. Mist from the ground. That's why I told you, this ground still was water.
Katika.
Out of the ground came mists, entered the sky. It made clouds. The same angel, the commander of all those. And you can tell him, we want to raise up mists.
wano mu Uganda wonna.
Here in the Uganda,
batambula mu motoka.
There no be people move in their cars. The mist come from the ground. Everyone does not see where they go. Yes. Everywhere we want. That's why you go see clouds. And they are being balanced. Because remember, mist raised up from the ground. Even from the seas.
Evaporation.
It's water which evaporates.
Gathered
towards it in the thick clouds. After we are given back in seasons of needs. Because we will not be able to go gather collecting water in the seas. Even the oceans and the lakes and the rivers, we go water the plants. He say not
an
inch of water.
I want to
shift mist from this earth, even from seas. Gather water in the sky
and
water the plants of my people.
Amen.
And you,
that
claim you cause plants grow this one, you cannot water them, neither watch over them.
Wow.
There
is one in those marvelous works.
If
you want to cut off the clouds that never rains, whether 3.5 years, one we tell never raise up mists. Don't lift it neither from the seas, neither from the dry lands. In that nation,
we
want it not to rain.
You know,
the heavenly journey had benefits. All the ways I know that, even the shortcuts where I reach,
wow.
You just reach me.
Yeah,
I tell you, every shortcut of the works of God. You where you pass to riot with prayers, you don't understand. We pass through ways and we meet with the Lord. Remember this, to prepare yourself, meet your Creator. Are we together? And we can see clouds there. See these clouds? You balance them elsewhere. Take them elsewhere because we are in service right now.
There are
those who have been
murmuring.
Ever since we come together here, it stopped to rain. You wanted to fall over us.
It
went to rain in the valley. It struck floods there. They are always in worshipping demons. And they break their circumcision on their private parts. I reasoned with him, told him not. We are going to gather from outside, as you say it. You stop making it rain here. Take it elsewhere. And we finished the
month
which we asked him. We want to ask him another month. Still, you know how he does it. At least rains in the morning. In the evening, he says,
ain't
your father saying?
I have
my companions we work with, they gather in the evening inside of Zana.
Kampala, Uganda.
Kampala, Uganda, East Africa. And they go in the sky balance. We see clouds pick up in the sky. And they are balanced elsewhere.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
You
can know the ways of God. You don't move in too long distance to seek for him.
No, it has straight.
You pass straight. It's there you meet. You know, they say prepare to meet the Lord your God. One of what you discover are the ways through which he will pass.
Let's
pass elsewhere and you never meet with him. Praise Jesus
much.
But in Job he says, you know how the clouds are balanced. Let's read in Job 37:17.
Verse 16. Yobu esura ya 37 olinyiro 16.
Job chapter 37 verse 16.
Nti omanyo kuterezebwa kwebire nebikorwa ebyekitalo ebyoyo eyatukirya mukumanya.
Do you know the balancings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him who is blameless in knowledge? Yes.
Omanyengeri ebire je bibalancing wa gerichusiwa chusiwa.
Clouds are balanced.
Okimanyejo.
Do you know that? The marvelous
work
of one blameless knowledge. By the spirit of knowledge, you know that. That we've come showing it. When they are in the spirit of knowledge, they have light of knowledge, which is in the word of God. How things are done. They have vision.
They have
light of the full knowledge, which bring revelation.
They have
revelation full of light of the word of God, to knowing the secrets of God, even the hidden things of Satan. They know how God makes the rainfall. They balance those clouds. And they
exchange
them. The rain fall as it is being just passing other places. There are marvelous works done there.
It connects
with angel of times and seasons.
The
angels Raphael. Measure up the rain which is going to fall. If you want much rain,
speak to
angel of water and rainfall. Even creation. Connect with angel of castle. Measure up rain when it is heavy. If you want hailstones there, I speak of snow.
Another
angel of fire they work with. He strikes lightning in the clouds. And they strike the thick clouds.
The
water gathered in there like ice rocks. Those in the sky up there. And if you just send them the way they are,
they
strike those heads and crush them.
But this
angel of fire we shall read of,
in the
sixth group, he throws those lightning fires. Angel of water has gathered. Water in the thick clouds has balanced the clouds.
Which
side it's going to rain. Measure which kind of rainfall. Angel in the third group. Angel Raphael of measurements. Now one of fire. They
gently
throw. Strike that cloud.
And
you see fire lighting in the sky. Why is that up in the sky? Children of man never knew. They never know how those works are. That you see with stones. You throw a little fire on that cloud. It comes and it's been struck. These are rocks bigger than that speaker. After they have just struck them. But the power they have struck them with. To come up from the sky. It comes melting. It turns into rain. That they struck a little lightning fire. Which is all the stone. A stone, small stone like this. That you call a stone. Are we together? There are things we have to command there.
When
we shall tell them we want it rich on this earth. And the stone is big. Hailstone.
Complete.
Knock. Sit everything that will fall on the ground. You know. You're still joking. God is mighty. Even his glory never share with another. All these. Where would the world there are gods there.
There is
a point there are no more going to be there. It will never happen again.
Begins
In the mighty, mighty move of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty, mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Even revival. In restoration of all things. That he ever worked with all prophets. Even all apostles. Is to repeat to them.
And
the rest they remain and just promise them to will be done.
And
they have to be joined on.
So it's
not hanging in space. There's a reason why God, when
we
reach the sixth standard strategy of fulfilling his world when promised call,
it's
taken long to leave this point.
That
you know what is going to be done according to this standard strategy. This sixth standard strategy of God. You see, here we've seen things.
This
is where we have to command. And they just send their stones, which was to be a rainfall. Did you hear him what he does? As we finish 2021,
in December
31st,
he
told us he's coming with three excellent things.
Excellent danger.
Excellent danger.
Excellent good.
Excellent good.
Excellent healing.
Excellent healing.
That danger again,
but danger is moving on.
Now,
angel of water is one most involved in these issues. Struck nations with floods. In the way, it has never rained.
He's
there causing the rain to fall there. He's moved ahead of us to prepare. Those with pride, he humbles them. You know, you go on here. The prophet Elijah. And he commanded it never to rain. He worked with who?
Malaika.
The angel.
Malaika.
Holding the fifth trumpet of God. Commands the archangel Ariel.
He
has the ball of the weapons of the wrath of God, the fifth ball. It's where
it's
best to command the rain. The water.
Basically,
the oceans. The seas. The lakes. The rivers. And all creations. And they do a marvelous work. Now you just read and you wonder. Prophet Elijah. Did he stop it?
Perhaps
it was in faith like that. He believed it would not rain like that. I have 3.5 years. I believe that. I believe. Bible say. Romans 10, verse 17. Faith come from hearing. And hearing the word of God. He had heard. There is an angel who works like this. And he fulfills the word of God you've spoken. Yes. He had heard. There are angels, the mighty ones, who fulfill the word of God as they hearken the voice of his words.
Let's
first read that Psalms you understand well. Psalms 103, verse 20. Psalms 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his words. Yes. They bless him, his angels, the mighty ones, who fulfill his words. They fulfill his command, hearkening the voice of his words. As long as they hear that the Lord's one will say it, they have to fulfill
it.
And God said in Isaiah,
he
fulfilleth the word,
spoke,
the word of his servants. Yes.
And
when the word comes from him, it does not return to him until it's accomplished that he spoke of it. Those
you
put there to watch over it, after God speaks to you and you speak it, it's not your work to do it. You don't strive. No. You have to just believe.
Here
in Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 11, he says like this.
Let's
come from verse 10 to enter verse 11.
Isaiah chapter
55, verse 10.
Kube nkuba ngabwe kano muzira okuva muguru nebitaddayo naye nebifikirira ettaka nebirimeza nebiribaza nebiwa omusizi ensigo
for
no
us
muri,
malayo
no muri ekyokulya.
For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returneth not there, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse
11. Ekigambo kyange ekiva mu kamwa kange tekiridda gye ndi nga kyereere, naye kirikola ekyo kye njagala era kirirabirira nti era kiriraba omukisa.
So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it.
Isaiah sura ya 5:12. Kubanga muri kubanga
nkatudde muko.
Let's repeat it. Verse 10.
Isaiah sura ya 5:10.
Isaiah 55, verse 10.
Kube nkuba ngabwe ka nomuzira okuva muguru nebitaddayo naye nebifikirira ettaka nebirimeza nebiribaza nebiwa omusizi ensigo n'omuli ekyokulya.
For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returneth not there, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater.
Olinyole 10 n'olumu.
Verse 11.
Bwe kitabwe kinaabanga ekigambo kyange ekiva mu kamwa kange tekiridda gye ndi nga kyereere, naye kirikola ekyo kye njagala era kiriraba omukisa mu ekyo kye nakitumira.
So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus much. As long as we prove, as he said, Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11, that his word, when it comes from his mouth,
it
never returns till it has been accomplished. It has to be fulfilled, and it has to see a blessing. Why?
Psalms
103, verse 20. There are angels, the mighty ones, who fulfilled the command of God,
hearkening
to the voice of his words.
And
you, as the servant of God,
are
sure of the God you hear from.
But
it's not going to be your work fulfilling that God has said it to be done. If you are assured it is his word,
and
it has scriptures, those strengthens
come
from the holy book of God. For when he makes you speak it, he has watch over it, it is his word. Watching over it, God the Father,
and
God the Word, the Son, Jesus Christ, even the Holy Spirit,
there
are angels there. Put there those they command. They watch over it. According to Isaiah 44, verse 26.
Isaiah Sulayana Munya Norinuabidi Mukaga.
Isaiah chapter 44, verse 26.
Nti anyweze chigambo chomuwerezawe. Nentu kiliso kutesa kwa bakabakabe. Ayogera ku Yerusalemu nti chiritulwamu. Nekuivuga bya Yuda nti bilizimbibwa.
That confirms the word of his servant and performs the counsel of his messengers, that says to Jerusalem, you shall be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah, you shall be built, and I will raise up its waste places.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
He
confirmed the word of his servant and he performs the counsel of his messengers. We have servants, and it is us. We have messengers, the angels. Yes. As long as that relation is there, God has to confirm it. And look to Prophet Elijah, and
his
speaks, it's not going to be raining.
Eh?
And you see, he was just hanging
in the street.
He has had nothing. And he believed it could not rain.
No.
No, no, no. It's not that. He heard. God has commanded it. He knew.
But
there are those fulfilling his angels.
I
don't want you to enter in the faith not there.
Eh. Now
begin from there. Right there. The test has come.
Yes.
Let me see you. Where
here
is not raining. But we are not. You see, feel the peace of Jesus. Yes.
Let
God test and see.
The
has begun.
Oh.
It's raining. He told you, the month we agreed on is over, we have to renew the agreement with him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have you heard
it? Say,
the agreement is over, I reign.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Elijah believed just in space. He heard the word of God. For he speaks that let it not rain. Yes. We are going to read in the James. Chapter
5.
There are all ingredients. They explained them from there.
I
don't want to take you First Kings chapter 17. Let's read here.
They
explain to us how they were.
Yakobo esule yokutano noli nyole kumi n'omusanvu.
James chapter 5 verse 17.
Eliya yali muntu eyakwatibwa byonna ngaffe. Nasaba nnyo enkuba ereme okutonya. Enkuba n'etatonya ku nsi emyaka esatu n'emyezi mukaaga.
Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it may not rain, and it rained not on the earth for 3 and 6 months. Yes. He was a human like us. He prayed. It's never to rain 3 years and a half. And it was like that. Let's hear the next verse. James chapter 5, verse 18.
Nasaba nate, egune litonyesa enkuba, ensi nemeza ibala byayo.
And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth its fruit. Yes.
Nasaba nate.
He prayed again. It rained. The earth gave up plants and fruits.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. But where was he? How did he do this? How did he do it? Let's go back. From verse 13. James chapter 5, verse 13.
Waliwo mumwe omuntu ali obubi asabenga. Waliwo asanyuka. Ayimbenga n'okutendereza Katonda.
Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Verse 14.
Waliwo mumwe omuntu omulwadde ayitenga abakadde b'ekkanisa bamusabirenga nga bamusiigako amafuta mu linnya lya Mukama waffe.
Is any sick among you? Let him call for elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. Verse 15.
N'okusaba okw'okukkiriza kuliko nti kulirokola omulwadde ne Mukama waffe alimuyimusa And
the prayer of faith shall deliver the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Yes. Verse 15 is very important. The prayer of faith. Prayer of faith. It's what can heal.
It's
what can fulfill all. But that faith that hangs in space never comes from space. Never comes from feelings. That is, feel I'm in faith. No. Romans 10 verse 17 tells you. Read it very well. Don't eat in faith as you think you are imagining you are in it. I'm in faith. It does work. It's not like that. Let's read, we say. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. And faith cometh from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yes.
Faith,
they don't just feel it. I feel a bit faith. It's not going to rain. Not like that. I believe that there is a God who works. The God who works, Father, above all the heavens,
he fits
one of our Lord Jesus Christ in the third heaven, and the Spirit will spread everywhere. He put their angels who fulfill his words, fulfill his commands, hearken unto the voice of his word.
That's
what I believe. It is written. When you pray with faith, come hearing the word of God, this will be fulfilled.
Once you
believe according to that scripture,
I'm
not just believe it alone. I want to be moved in it every day. Now, when I want it to happen now, I want to have believed it, doing it, moving in it, enjoying myself in it. I do not doubt all days on God. The day I will speak it, he will do it. Believe it that day. Okay, now I prayed, I believe it now. I enter in it.
You
must have been a person who has been doing the words. It works with you. You've been a worker doing it. That's what he said in James. James chapter 2, verse 26. Faith without works is dead. Let's read you here. James chapter 2, verse 26.
Kubanga omubiri awatali mwoyo bwe gubanga gufudde era n'okukkiriza bwe kutyo awatali bikolwa nga kufudde.
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Yes. After you hear the word of God and you believe it, you put it in action.
They
have also said, because I can believe, God can stop the rain. But how do I do that? It's not mine to do that. I do not doubt it. If you doubt it, you not put it in action. Why?
Person
after believe with their heart, after confess with their mouth, if you believe it, one day will confess it, it will be fulfilled. So when you believe it in your life, you can walk within it. You are within it, you fear not. It is written. No matter how it will be like this, it is written. If nothing
makes
you move before you are doing it,
because
God saw me in the fire, God redeemed Daniel in the fire. I fear not.
One who said, "Pray me
from the love of God." It is written. That he will redeem me. For I followed the sea. He said, "Jonah, I fish." It took him, I believe it. Those on the water body. And the waves come.
Jesus.
Why are you killing me now?
Accident is
about to happen. And you see a car.
Why are you
Jesus? And Jesus. Why
are
you killing me now? I've not been killing you. I'd come for you. Don't believe I have to come for you.
accident.
It's not an accident at thy temple. I am standing where thy curse for me comes from me.
What?
Go home back in heaven.
Amen.
First of all, single
Maria.
And he cried, I'm going to die.
Obviously,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven, the gathering of heavens, even holy ones, they don't want to go there.
What were you under Quabio?
Yes,
you
just,
believe in them, you read them as newspapers, as in things which were not in things done. That's why you read that
and
the situation is not well. He's written as he said, you are joking.
Angel
fulfills the one. That one is the rest. Those not ones who achieve the ones, they have stolen it.
And
you
wanted
to work it for them today.
That
to steal a gun of another, that you
both
save yourself. You don't know how to quote it even.
You
steal a gun of God. He said,
they
don't know how to coach it even. Let them be with it. It will not work for them. Teacher, have you seen? You steal the words of God. You don't know how it works. You
steal
the gun, you don't know how to coach it.
Think of,
you point it, it's not coached. And then look at you. Slap you. I'm going to shoot you. And they say it's not coached. Joking.
God, you would never so much
God. You read the word here and you
didn't
watch it in your life. Satan fear nothing. Watch it, put it in action.
You know
it has to happen.
Amen.
When they will shoot you, I go back to heaven. Yes. If he was that, nothing happens under the sun. When it's not his castle,
I believe.
And Jesus is
Amen.
If he's with a bullet in the head, he was
preached
about his and the cut of his head.
He
met with the Lord Jesus. Matthew 17. Elijah came back with John the Baptist and we spoke together.
I
believe the word of God.
Serious.
Very serious.
I believe in the word of God.
Nzikiriza
mu
kigambo kya Katonda mu kifo kyonna mu kabi konna
mu
bulungi bwonna nze nzikiriza.
Amina.
But God has tested you in it. Now you've gotten afraid. It is coming, it's coming.
Revelation in action.
We are in Revelation and action. Should it rain?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. You pause, angel of water. After finish, you are free to loose.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as
you
say in Romans 10 verse 10, he says like this. Romans 10 verse 10.
Kumango omuntu akiriza na mutima gwe okuwebwa obutuukirivu.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes. When
you
believe the word of God, one day. But when you believe and you do, give it its righteousness.
Yes.
Is it that one is righteous?
In Israel,
the day they prayed
anything,
it will do what they even not prayed in it. Yes, it will avail much. Have you understood? If you believe the words,
inside
you do not doubt, no matter if it's fire, you have put it in action. There you give a righteousness. There you will confess it that day. You will not be a thief of the word of God. You
will
be a believer of it. Who does it? Who confess it? Every situation, it is written.
Nothing can touch me. God is on my side. What can separate me from His love? But after speaking, what separate me from the love of God? And the sickness come.
Yes.
Jesus, I'm finished. Satan is bewitching me.
Satan
bewitch you? I said no witchcraft against Israel. Aren't you Israel? You are my child.
This one
is first born of the gold.
Half
our firstborn.
He would
be the elder with the many brethren. You see trouble where it is? Fever is taking me. Yet there is angel of death.
But let's
know what that meets me who have come for you. Have you seen? Your faith is not strong. Even your confession will never stand. When we go back in James, he
says,
the prayer of the righteous man, it avails much. It avails much. Decided to believe.
As
had the word of God, put it in action and given righteousness.
He
waits to confess the prayer to avail much. But what it is written,
Elijah
commanded rain not to rain. I command it. It rains more. It beats that head that beheaded
but
not believing God. Let's go back in the verse 16. James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man avails much. Yes.
But if
to confess sin to another, you have failed. You are there with all your filth, hatred.
The
word says, stop all those things that you went to pray a prayer of the righteous person. You have gotten from where? Now
he
has weakened us. All those who support him, we're going to pray a prayer. Still we're going to pray. I tell you the ways how all things are done. We don't enter in the faith which is of winds. We don't make like us. We have faith. I'm in faith. I'm entering. I see my faith there. I enter. Where is it you have entered? Where is it? Where is it though? That is calling yourself. Most of you steal the gun. You steal the gun. You know they're going to come. Thieves are going to come. I don't live here. The neighbor has a gun. You steal it from there. You don't know how many bullets are there? It can even be empty. Magazine is empty. You bring it out. You wait for the thief.
When
he enters, I shoot in the head. You bring it out. You have arrested you. And you look at the gun, it's not watched. Listen, look at this one. If he says, slap you just as you try to shoot, you cannot get a bullet. That's how you have scriptures. And they are not watched. You don't move in them. They don't work for you. Have you seen me properly? You have scriptures not watched in your life. You just stole them from the Bible. Began to use them. But you explain before how you stole those scriptures. Just malaria. And you begin to tremble. Jesus is killing me. Satan. You don't even know who is who in your life, who has the right over it? Perhaps now it is Satan. Yeah, perhaps it's Jesus. Maybe it's Jesus. Now, one on your cheek, are you sad? You are a thief. Those still scriptures. Stolen the gun of God. They buy bullets from where? You wait for the thief. You shoot him. Still the sword of God. Don't know that it has its thief. It's in the thief, the cover. Yes. Now, you know that cover of the sword sometimes appears. You've stolen it. You wait, Satan is there. Come, they are cross here. You bring out, you cut it in his cover. The head is not off. It has a cover on it. And he knows. Satan knows the scripture you have. It has a cover on it.
Jambia, yaboji ubiri na yeye elimu
nda. Double H word, but it's the cover of it.
Okay, okujeje.
As you read the scripture, it's written,
he
shall trample you.
Na kulinya
it kicks you off.
Wow,
are you crying? The scripture has not worked for you. Stop stealing the pangas of God.
You need to ask,
inquire how they are used.
Let's
read in Jeremiah.
Jeremiah 23 verse 30. Kale laba, ndi mulabe waba nabbi, bwayogera mukama. Ababbe bigambo byange, buli muntu ku munne.
Therefore behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, everyone from his neighbor. Yes.
You
steal the quote, and they reach to twist them. They don't know how they use it. Because Hebrews 4 verse 12, the word of God is a sword, double-edged. You don't know how they sway it. You see how you sway it? And you don't, and it rather cuts you off the head. You steal a gun. Many are thieves. Are you among those who steal the word of God? Or those who get it out well? And they have analyzed it. They've marked it well. They know how it's going to work. How many thieves have you held there? Or you first held yourself? You put peeps on yourself. The thief is here. Always I know. Thieves are many here. They even have scriptures they quote them. I know them, they're, you see, it does not work in their life. They are married, just a small word. Don't deprive each other. They know it, they stole that word. Do they even try it? So take away your scripture. I've refused.
Yet
they are not even going to enjoy in it. You are laughing. As if God is one who profit and enjoy that. Not depriving each other. You see the madness you have?
The
things I know them. They steal the word every day.
You
speak with your neighbor. But how many scriptures do you have and did you just stole them?
And indeed,
in your life they will never work no matter how you will speak them. You say they have stolen how many?
Bible.
The whole Bible. Now you think angel the commander
on
the fifth trumpet of God commands the archangel of water and creation, angel Aliel. How are you going to work with me and you don't know, but you just read Elijah told you don't rain. You know the faith he was into? You just steal scriptures of God. Never
sat
and analyze how they can work, how they can be fulfilled. You just steal. How many things have you held there? You've held yourself. You plead yourself before God that, Lord, I'm no more going to steal those scriptures. I am going to still analyze them. I believe them. I put them in action. I move in them. I wait.
The
times of need of them. They work for me.
As your
angels fulfill them. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You quote this Bible. And God looks at you. This thief. They have stolen what? On my sword stealing? They have stolen my sword. Take it, you'll bring it back. When it has not worked for you.
And you
say, it's not you saying it.
No,
it is written.
No, gamba,
and you say this like,
no,
like, you do it. You say, bring it back. You stole my sword. Now sit down here. This sword, it's in a cover of it. They get it off like this. And when they are swaying it, they sway here a little and there a little. Verse upon verse, here a little and there a little. And they cut and they push them and they beat, press them down and they are broken. Yes.
Are we together?
He has sit you in the council of his words, teach you how they use the sword. You read the Bible and get tired of it. And you see as if there's no life in it. But you not sat in the council of his words. In the verse 18.
We've passed,
we don't know why you started these groups of angels.
Those who
come in the Holy Church of God now. That we work with them in the final work on this planet
earth.
They will not fulfill things and you're not in the perfected faith.
Which
their praises apostle taught us. It's written here.
It's
water. I command rivers. They pass here in the rods. And they wonder.
Wapi?
Nothing. Apostle commands they happen. Me. I believed to the fullness. I have no time of doubting. I will doubt still they will happen. We are when you pray for you a prayer and it next works for you.
You bring a
witness of many those which it has worked for them and we
separates you from them.
Remember,
Jesus said the faith of a person is what heals them.
And
we know you do not have faith. Maybe
there are
not those who have prayers have worked for before. Many of us. If somebody has not worked for them, cannot tell me that apostle, his prayer don't work. You, I just know. You are ones who steal the words. Those evil people. Who needs to repent? That's why you are
saying
many times when things fail and they don't go away, that you can get worthy for full of the children, the miracles.
For
not every person is given. But in the great faith, he said, our Lord told him, the food for the children is not given to the dogs.
And
he said, Lord, even the dogs can leave the leftovers, Lord.
It's
based about Senate. This child. But you go to God and you say you have sins. I will not heal you. God, you say you don't show mercy to me? What did I do to you? You don't show mercy, Lord.
And
they say you're not worthy. We don't give food for the children to the dogs. And she said, Lord, I am a dog, but even though if the last of us have mercy of this, your dog, it became a child.
Amen.
He did say, you, the entire God, and you call me a dog? You call me a dog? You even abuse? Oh Lord Jesus, you abuse? Now you, and God rebukes you, you quarrel that you are in faith. He said, when he laughs, he rebukes. Don't you believe that?
When
they rebuke you and you all want to bust and you protrude those eyes. They have rebuked me. Still me. Why me? Every time they point in me. Now God, do you think that he doesn't love you to rebuke you? And if you're rebuked, and you lose your ears, the nose, what do you lose? I thought it is a sin which gets from you.
It
means you retain it.
Wanji,
are we together? Today we pass there like this. We want to add on the faith coming from hearing and hearing the word of God.
We read great things of God.
Amen.
We want to see the elevated things of God. I've seen you. The prayer of the righteous can avail much. Great as you had them, and you don't dare see them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But you quote Jeremiah 23, verse 18. If you will see them, the counsel of God's words, if you analyze them, you mark them well. And you begin to proclaim them to others.
Go to Jeremiah 23
verse 22. You would have entered and learned the way they use the sword of the word of God. The gun of the word of God in the time of need.
It's
where we have to capture the enemy when we use the scriptures and we get from them our own possessions. You will learn to use the sword of the word of God. If you quote Isaiah 28, verse 9, up to 13, teach you this sword is used like this. 2 4 commands and the above. before and above voices. And above. Here a little, there a little. From the Old and the New Testament. And the sword with double edge. Would have removed its cover from it. Those are the seals on this word. And you get its rightful revelation. You see that it works. When you read in the 2 Kings, chapter 3, from verse
6,
we see it was not raining, they were in the desert.
But
Prophet Elisha said, it's not going to be any mist, neither a cloud. Yet, you're going to see a river pass through that way. Those remain to angel of water. Maybe makes which hole in the ground for them. And it passes through Entebberoth in Uganda. Going to the airport. Only on the roads. No going elsewhere to the villages. Even the roads branch off, they don't branch off. That is what we are going into. But I've told you, the ways and the working of God, you have to enter in the depth of it. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Putting in action, giving radiance, prayer of the radiance,
and faith
much in its working. Don't be one who steals the word of God.
You say,
don't steal them again. Yes. You say, one who stole. You stop stealing. But they work with their hands. And they have something to give to others.
Not
and they reach to help others.
If
you stop stealing the word, you reach it benefits you, and you can help even others. Now stop stealing.
When
you dream and you're a thief,
this
guy would have never stolen. And he said, this dream. This dream I dream. I am still
like.
I still win.
Yeah. Oh, baby, you
steal the scriptures. I'm stealing money. Demon of stealing. I don't feel it in me. You broke into someone's house. Broke which house? I'm a thief.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have you ever dreamed when you're stealing? Yet physically you've never stolen. As you see. Let's read here, we see.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri sura yokusatu nolinyoro omukaga.
2 Kings chapter 3 verse 6.
Kabaka Yekolaamu n'ava mu Samaria mu biro ebyo n'ayolesa Isirayiri yenna.
And King Jehoram went out of Samaria the same time and numbered all Israel.
Olinyoro omusanvu.
Verse 7.
Awo n'agenda n'atumira Yekosafati, kabaka wa Yuda, ng'ayogera nti, kabaka wa Moabu, anjemedde. Onotabala Moabu wamu nange, n'ayogera nti, n'ayambuka. Nze, ninganga gwe bw'oli, abantu bange, be bantu bo. Embalasi zange, ze mbalasi zo.
And he went and sent to Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, saying, the king of Moab has rebelled against me. Will you go with me against Moab to battle? And he said, I will go up. I am as you are, my people as your people, and my horses as your horses. Verse 8.
Nayogera nti, tuyambuke mukubo ki? Naddamu nti mukubo eriyo mu ddungu erya Edomu.
And he said, which way shall we go up? And he answered, the way through the wilderness of Edom. Verse 9.
Awo kabaka wa Israeli n'agenda ne kabaka wa Yuda ne kabaka wa Edomu. Ne beetoloola olugendo lwa nnaku musanvu. Songa tewali mazzi songa tewali mazzi gajje newankubadde ag'ensolo ez'abagoberera.
So the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom, and they made a circuit of 7 days' journey, and there were no water for the army and for the cattle that followed them. Verse 10.
Awo kabaka wa Isirayiri n'ayogera nti, zitusanze, kubanga Mukama ayise bakabaka bano abasatu okukungana okubagabula nti okubagabula mu mukono gwa Moabu.
And the king of Israel said, alas, the Lord has called these 3 kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. Verse 11.
Naye Yekosafati n'ayogera nti, tewali wano nabbi wa Mukama, tubuuze mu ye eri Mukama. Awo omu ku baddu ba kabaka wa Isirayiri n'addamu n'ayogera nti, Erisa mutabani wa Safati ali wano, eyafukiriranga amazzi mu ngalo za Eriya.
But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of the Lord by him? And one of the king's servants answered and said, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who poured water on the hands of Elijah. Verse 12.
Awo Yekosafati n'ayogera nti, ekigambo kya Mukama kiri naye. Awo kabaka wa Isirayiri ne Yekosafati ne kabaka wa Edomu ne baserengeta gy'ali.
And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Edom, went down to him. Yes. As the word of the Lord. Let's go there. Don't go to any person and they say they're a servant of God and they do not have the word of God. They are not strengthening the scriptures well. You will never get the answering of God. Maybe you've gone to wizards that they bewitch you, that they act magic on you, and the end come
and
sacrifice with your entire household. Let's hear again.
2 Kings 3:13. Kabaka wa Isirayiri n'amugamba nti, nedda, kubanga Mukama ayise ababaka bano basatu okukungana okubagabula mu mukono gwa Moabu.
And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, what have you to do with what have I to do with you? Get you to the prophets of your father and to the prophets of your mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, nay, for the Lord has called the 3 kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. Yes. This man had the faith to go to the prophets of your father.
I let
them,
they
do not have the word of the Lord. Even if he chased me, I'm going nowhere. It is you. Let us hear. Second Kings 3:14.
Elisa n'ayogera nti, nga Mukama w'eggye bw'ali omulamu, gwenyimirira mu maaso ge, mazima, singa sirowooza Yekosafati, kabaka wa Yuda, okubaawo, sandikutunuulidde. So, sandikulabye.
And Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward you, nor see you. Verse 15.
Naye nno ndetera omukubi w'ennanga. Awo lwatuuka omukubi w'ennanga bwe yakuba, omukono gwa Mukama ne gumuggyako.
But now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. Verse 16.
Nayogera nti, bwati bayogera Mukama nti, mujuze ebiwonvu, mujuze ekiwonvu kino n'ensalosalo.
And he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. Verse 17.
Kubanga bwati bayogera Mukama nti, temuulabe mbuyaga so temuulabe nkuba, naye ekiwonvu ekyo kinajjula amazzi, nammwe munaanywa mwe n'ebisibo byammwe n'ensolo zammwe.
For thus saith the Lord, you shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water, that you may drink, both you and your cattle and your animals. Yes.
You
don't see any mist.
There's
no rain you see fall. But valley will be filled. After water filled in the valley, if you read the next verses, it began to flow along the road. It followed the course of the road. So to do all those, you must know what and how the word of God speaks. I did say there is angel commander of the fifth trumpet of God. He commands Archangel Ariel of the fifth ball of the weapons of the wrath of God, angel of rainfall, angel of water, angel of creations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There you will see angels, mighty ones, fulfill the word of God. Many things we head on to see. Great things of God. Why God has decided to reveal them to us, that they become ours. What is revealed is ours and our children and our children's children. Let's move on. We hear.
Basekabaka echokubiri esula ya kusatu.
Second Kings chapter 3 verse 18.
Era kino kigambo kitono so si kikulu mu maso ga Mukama. Era aligabula namo nti era aligabula naba Moabu mu mukono gwa mwe.
And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand.
Olinyiro 10 no mwenda.
Verse 19.
Era mulimenya buli kibuga ekiriko enkomera na buli kibuga ekironde ne mutema buli muti omulungi ne muziba enzizi zonna ezamazzi ne muonoona buli musiri omulungi n'amayinja.
And you shall smite every fortified city, and every choice city shall cut down every good tree, and stop up all wells of water, and ruin every good piece of land with stones. Verse 20.
Awurwatu kenchia, mchisera echokuwayo echitone, kaliraba, amazi negajia, negafuruma mukubo eriomu edomu, ensine jula amazi.
And it came to pass in the morning, when the grain offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. Yes. Water came following the way. Now the time has come where we understand the working with God. There are
seas
we're going to command which have been seas. They dry up. They make mountains. There are mountains in the seas and they are to melt up.
There
is to send rivers
in
villages and the cities. There is a great working we are heading on to. Animals are called out. And the sun is commanded to stand still. And the time is not changing. Praise Jesus much. Because Prophet Joshua said, the sun and the moon stand still until we have overcome. And the time has come where we have to see as it is now. And we speak to the sun to light in the night. In the night.
Misana,
on the day, it gets night. We speak to angels of water and of measurements and of fire. You go there, the sun put a cloud there, a thick cloud. In the daytime, it has to get night. That is why you see, in the times when the Lord Jesus, he surrendered his spirit, in the Luke 23, 39 downwards, it got night while day. When angel of death and hell, they go on the bottomless pit, open them up, and they are coming out total darkness,
and
cut off the sun and the moon.
Now,
all the ways God has tried to reveal them to us. Praise Jesus much. On the day of tomorrow, we shall move on, understand of their seal, and the way they are led by spirit of knowledge. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing. Putting in action. And to be ready to teach the others. To move on again. This entire month. And we are here. We want to prepare it well.
Then we can
go in campaign revival. It has not when.
So
we start on exactly
13th.
And we move, get out. It will make a great meaning. On the 14th of September. Let's take this month's try. Prepare ourselves in the last moments. May God bless you.
Amen.